still say when some guy grabs your parking space, you don't just sit there, you say something.
Dad, when a man has no front teeth and stitches on his nose, I think it's safe to assume he's sensitive to criticism.
What's this?
Oh, must be one of those inspirational tape that Daphne's always listening to. Oh, my God. Here, have a rainbow. By Dr. Honey Snow. Right. Daphne, how can you listen to this stuff? It's absolute drivel.
Yeah, well, for someone who writes drivel, she's awfully popular.
Oh, really? Fancy that. She tells everyone that they're perfectly wonderful and that nothing wrong is ever their fault. What do you know? They like it.
There's a lot more to it than that. You should try reading one of her books.
Yes, well, I have. Believe me, after one page, I was yearning for the worldly cynicism of Barney the Dinosaur. Hello, Niles. But we owe this pleasure.
Brace yourselves, kids. It's raffle time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Afraid so.
Oh, ye gods. Who's been plumbing the shallows of Dr. Honey Snow?
I have.
Insightful, isn't she? Anyway, tickets are only $10. It all goes to support Maris Little Opera Group.
Dear God, what is the grand prize this year?
Their lead soprano, Mrs. Fitzgibbons, will come to your home and perform the Ride of the Valkyries. We've sold 800 tickets, so the risk is pretty minimal.
All right.
In return, let me offer you a hot stock tip. Vector Comp Software. Wendell assures me they can't miss.
Who's Wendell?
My new broker. Every stock he's put me onto has paid off. Man is positively clairvoyant.
You know, I've got a bit tucked away. Maybe I ought to take a little chance with your Wendell.
I should warn you, it's not a sure thing.
Nothing in life is a sure thing, but Dr. Snow has a little saying. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
She'd better copyright that before some unscrupulous hack steals it.
I'll go in for 500. Well, that's a lot for me, but I don't know. I have a little feeling I'm in for a bit of luck. All right, I better get ready. I'm off to the boat nook. Dr. Snow is signing copies of a new bestseller.
Hey, wait a minute, you're going out? What about my whirlpool therapy?
Oh, right, I forgot. Maybe you could go to the book signing for me, Dr. Crane. It's right around the corner from the station.
I would sooner attend a hoedown.
I would gladly go, but I've got my compulsive spending seminar, and I'm hoping to unload the rest of these raffle tickets.
What's the big deal?
I have my reputation to think of.
What's the big deal?
All right. Make you all happy to see me humiliate myself.
I always get a kick out of it. Oh.
Thanks ever so.
Yes, well. Oh, look, everyone. Eddie has found his inner puppy. I promise this will just take a minute.
Well, I hope so. I barely got an hour for lunch. Oh, God, not another one of those Honey Snow books.
Don't change. You're perfect.
Can you believe people go for this junk?
It's unbelievable. Here, get her autograph for me, will you? She's sitting right behind those people over there. Just go get it signed, and then we'll get out of here. Go have a nice lunch at Le Cigar Volant.
Me? Why don't you do it?
I have my reputation to think of.
Well, what's the big deal?
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? I just love what she says about finding a moment each day to stop and give yourself a mental hug.
I'm giving myself one now.
Really?
Well, actually, it's more of a Heimlich maneuver.
Got it.
Good, good. Let's buy it and get out of here.
Nope, nope, not so fast. She wants to meet you.
Ross, I don't want to meet the woman. Let's just go.
Fraser, do you know what Honey Snow looks like?
What difference could that make? The woman stands for everything that I find totally... enchanting.
Hello, I'm Dr. Honey Snow.
And I'm... wait, don't tell me. Dr. Fraser Crane.
Dr. Crane, let me shake your hand. What am I saying? Hug.
Why not?
After all, a handshake is just a hug for Frady Cats.
No fear here.
I am one of your biggest fans.
And I've recently become one of yours.
Oh. I think the advice you give is so brilliant. yet so simple.
Well, what about those mental hugs of yours? I can't get much simpler than that.
No, I think I'll just go get started on my appetizer.
Oh, yes, you start without me. All I really want is a little nibble.
Oh, tell me.
You know, I really should get back to my signing, but I'd love to talk more. There seems to be such a positive energy between us. My publisher's giving me a dinner tonight at 7 at Bianchi's. Would you come as my guest?
I'd love to.
Oh, that's great.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Dr. Snow.
Oh, please, it's honey.
It certainly is.
Good evening, Dr. Crane.
Good evening, Daphne. Dad? Ooh, watching the sport of kings, I see. Which horse did you wager on?
Joe's Dream, number 8.
Goodness. Seems to be taking a serene, almost Buddhist approach to the race. Perhaps you should have invested in something more reliable, like Vectorcom software.
Our stock. Did it go up a bit?
No, it went up a lot. Thanks to a takeover bid, it gained 40% overnight. Wendell advised selling. So, voila, your original 500 plus 200 profit.
200? Oh, Dr. Crane, I could kiss you.
Well, that's a nice little dividend.
I'll say.
You have to help me decide what to do with it.
Well, you might want to consider letting Wendell reinvest it. That's what I'm doing. It's called rolling it over.
Then I'll do it. This is so exciting.
What's all this?
Well, your brother just gave me $200, and now he's going to roll me over.
Niles?
Communications breakdown.
Good.
What are you all dressed up for? Hot date?
As a matter of fact, yes.
With whom?
Dr. Honey Snow.
Did it ever occur to you that I might not want Niles to know who I'm dating?
Sure it did, right before I said it.
You're dating Dr. Honey Snow? I thought you considered her a complete ninny. What could you possibly see in this ho-ho mama?
What a hell of a cute shrink, huh? Not a man alive wouldn't let her analyze his dreams.
Analyze them. She could star in them.
Yes, yes, but what on earth do you say to her when she wants to discuss her work?
Well, I just simply skirt the issue.
Of course. Honey, I think your books are just... Oh, look, the waiter's on fire.
You're just jealous. Not half as jealous as you're about to be. I suggest you get a coaster for your lower lip.
Hi, honey.
Allow me to make the introductions. Daphne Moon, Honey Snow, Honey Snow, Daphne Moon. She's a big fan of yours.
Oh, hug.
Oh, we've both got sort of unusual names. Daphne Moon, Honey Snow. Come to think of it, if you married my father, your name would be Honey Moon.
My father, Martin Crane.
Oh, hello. Well, it's easy to see where Fraser gets his good looks.
Oh, get out of here. And last but not least, my brother, Niles.
Oh, Dr. Niles Crane. I've read a wonderful article you wrote in the Journal of Psychiatric Medicine. Let's see, Gestalt Therapy, Probing the Subconscious.
Yes, and I believe I read your quiz in Cosmo, Is Your Guy a Stud or a Dud?
Perhaps we should be going.
Well, actually, not yet. I have something I want to give you.
Oh?
It's a manuscript of my upcoming book.
Oh, another one? So soon?
I hope you like it, Fraser, because if you do, I'd love for you to write the foreword.
Me? Who better?
Well, there are so many other people that would be more qualified to write for such an important work.
Well, if I didn't know better, I'd think you didn't want to do it.
Oh, no. It's a great honor.
I'll say. The last book had an introduction by Mickey Rooney.
Wow. Well, there's no two ways about it, then. I'm writing that forward.
Oh, that's great.
Just think, by next fall, there'll be 500,000 copies in print with your name right on the cover.
I've got my Christmas shopping done.
Niles, will you please stop giggling? It's very distracting.
I can't help it. Have you read this?
I'm trying to recommend the book. Reading it doesn't help. Okay, here. How's this? Many great volumes have been written about human behavior. And I can honestly say, without fear of contradiction, that this book can stand on the shelf next to any of them. No good, is it? Yeah.
No, no, but this is. You don't have to be a star to twinkle. Fraser, I need a hug.
Don't. Niles, will you please help me? Honey asked me to write this forward 2 weeks ago. She's got a deadline. She's been wondering where it is.
Time is a concept known only to one of God's creatures, man. Just for today, be a sunflower.
Oh, give me that! Miles, you just don't understand what's at stake here. I've never felt this way about a woman before. It's like I'm out of control. Her effect on me is... There's no words to describe it, really. It's more like a sound.
Talking about honey again?
Yes. Frankly, I find it laughable that you're even considering putting your name on 500,000 copies of this piffle. Not even piffle. It's piffle light.
Ah, lay off your brother. Some women have a gift for making guys do stupid things. When I was on traffic duty, there was this one cute little redhead. She could talk her way out of any ticket. She could be doing 90 with a school crossing guard spread eagle on her hood. She'd flash that pouty little smile, and no matter what my partner would say, I'd just wag my finger at her and send her on her way.
Yes, it's the old good cop, horny cop routine.
Oh, good. You're all here. I want to show off my new coat.
Ooh, very nice, Daphne.
Yes, I've been spending like a drunken yuppie. I'm afraid I went a bit over my budget.
Well, if it's cash flow you're concerned about, you should know I got a little call from Wendell today.
Well, again? What's that? 4 times in 2 weeks?
Yes, the man's a wizard. Daphne, your profit.
What? Oh, $400? Oh, Dr. Crane. And here's one for Wendell.
Did I mention Wendell has a secretary?
Well, I'd say this calls for a celebration.
Tell you what, I'll take you all out for a nice dinner, my treat.
Oh.
I'll just go and put on my new dress and we'll be off. I want you to put on your new shirt with your brown corduroy slack.
Hey, if you're buying, I'm going to wear elastic waist pants and no belt.
Well, Miles, that broker of yours, he's a marvel.
Yes, he's doing wonderful things for me.
Yes. Say so. I've been so impressed with his winning streak lately that I asked Daphne what her latest pick was. I invested a few hundred myself.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you, but just one thing, though. It's very hard to figure out. Although I invested in the very same stock that Daphne did, mine declined and hers went up. How do you explain that?
Obviously, one of us is lying, Fraser. What are you up to?
Fess up, Niles. This whole stock thing was a lie from the get-go.
No, that's not true. The first stock really did pay off, but then the rest all tanked. And what was I supposed to do? Tell that poor working-class Venus I'd lost her life savings? I had to pay her back, and if I threw in a little extra, well, where's the harm in that?
Niles, you are giving a woman money in order to obtain physical affection. We're talking about the world's oldest profession. Granted, this is the sort of the Walt Disney version, but still... It's wrong. I insist you stop it.
No, it's altruistic. It's noble. It's fun, and you can't make me stop.
Now, Dr. Green, I want you to take this $400 back and buy whatever Wendell says.
Consider it done.
No, Niles, I've been thinking I should get on that gravy train myself. Tell Wendell I'm in for $10,000.
Good Lord, $10,000, Dr. Crane?
Yes, well, just think of the dinner I'll be able to buy when Niles brings me my profits.
What the hell? Put me down for a couple of hundred. This guy's some kind of genie.
Yes, he's a real treasure, isn't he? I only hope those chest pains he was complaining about this morning turn out to be indigestion.
So, shall we go then? I've decided on Farmer Jack's chicken. I hear the chicken there is very good.
Are you coming?
Oh, you two run along. I'll take my car.
Well, I hope you're happy.
Snap out of it. What you were doing was completely dishonest.
Ooh, set the pot to the kettle.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Our two situations are totally different.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, for one thing, you've been misleading a woman for your own selfish gain.
And so are you.
Well, I'm not finished. She was also trusting you to tell the truth.
Oh, and the difference would be...
Your woman is English.
Fraser, you've lost this one.
I know. It's just going to take a little while to climb down off of this particular high horse.
I think you know what you have to do.
Yes. I have to tell her I can't write the foreword. Oh, Niles. And I have to say goodbye to the chance of ever sleeping with absolute perfection. Oh, Niles. Where, oh, where will I ever have the chance again to gaze upon such extraordinary, proud, and supple breasts?
Not to worry, brother. That's the manager's special at Farmer Jack's Chicken.
It was a wonderful dinner, thank you.
Yes, well, thank you for the fabulous table. I think hugging the maitre d' really clinched it.
Would you care for a nightcap?
Sure.
You know, you seemed a little tense all evening, but I have just the thing. It's a sandalwood candle. The scent is guaranteed to calm you down.
You better fire up about 10 of those. You know, there's something I'd really like to talk to you about. It's about that the foreword I've been trying to write for you.
Can we not talk about work tonight, Fraser? I've been chained to my desk all day researching an article I'm doing on sexual intimacy. Well, I'm up to here with The Joy of Sex, Kama Sutra, Masters and Johnson.
Really?
I feel like I've been reading recipes all day. Only there are no groceries in the house.
Well, your bag boy has arrived. No. I really need to discuss this now.
Oh, you. You're such a workaholic. I only hope you're this tireless about everything.
Oh, I don't think you'll have any complaints. No. I've got to focus on the subject at hand.
Fraser, tonight I am the subject at hand.
No, honey. I can't do it.
Oh, well, that's all right. I have a candle for that, too.
No. No, I can't write the foreword.
Well, why not?
Well, I just didn't think it was a very good book. I think the world of you, and I wish you the greatest success, but I didn't think the book was good enough to put my name on it. I guess I'll be going now.
I am so attracted to you right now. Most men are so eager to have sex, they'll say anything to a woman. How great to meet a man who would risk rejection rather than be dishonest.
Well, I have to be true to my inner voice.
You know, frankly, I thought the book was weak myself. I rushed it to meet a deadline. I'm so glad. You respected me enough to be honest. I think honesty is the greatest aphrodisiac of all.
I hope you feel you can be just as honest with me.
Oh, I do, I do. Oh, tell me everything. I don't want us to hide anything.
Oh, I thought your chapter titles were clumsy and jejune. You're too...
You use way too much French in everyday conversation. You go.
I think that sandalwood stinks.
Oh, when you talk about wine, I wish I had a gun.
I thought your first three books were trite and saccharine. It's your turn, honey. Honey?
I am immensely proud of my first three books.
As well you should be.
You thought they were trite?
Oh, well, I meant trite in its best sense, as in the phrase, trite and true.
And what about saccharin?
I love saccharin. Use it every day.
Well, I'm glad you like saccharin, darling. Because there's no way you're getting any honey. Good night, Fraser.
Honey, I'm sorry, I really am. You know, couldn't we try one of your forgiveness exercises?
Good night, Fraser.
Hug.
You know, a poet once said something about the world that I think applies to our relationship. It ends not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.